Good morning and welcome to this DFS Army YouTube channel. I am Rezzle11 and you can find me on X at Rezzle11Grinds. Going to take a look at some pitching for today, the 18th of August. Hope everybody's having a great week. Looks like we have what's listed as a 13 game main slate on DraftKings, but they're not counting the Detroit Cleveland second game of the doubleheader. So it is actually just a 12-game main slate. Looking at some weather, looks like we really don't have any weather issues. Wind blowing out to right in Yankee Stadium, which is kind of important since that's already a short porch. In from left in Washington at 17 miles an hour is pretty strong. Other than that, there isn't really anything to worry about. In from left in Atlanta at 12, but that'll be the warmest temps of the day. So, and Atlanta could basically hit the ball out of the Yosemite at this point. So, not too much to worry about from a weather standpoint. Let's take a look at the pitching. We have Spencer Strider at top. Strider hasn't been overly strong. The second half of the season, he's a minus 220 favorite in this game. The Giants do offer some strikeout upside, and we know that Strider's Ks are just through the roof at home. His K to walk rate is just ridiculous. He is coming off of a shutout performance against the Mets, who had given him problems earlier this year. I just want to see the Ks bounce back here. Walks have been up, trending up. Ks have been going down a little bit. I want to see one of these performances here. This Tampa Bay performance would be a great start. Not much else to say. I mean, it is Spencer Strider would have the highest ceiling on the slate quite easily if everything goes correctly. Brandon Woodruff has been solid this year, has looked good in his two starts and his return from the IL. But are we really taking pitching against Texas in Texas? I'm not really sure that I want to, especially for 10.9. Is there a route for him to be, the SP1 on the slate? I think there is. The issue is I just don't know how often he gets there. If it's often enough, I'm just not so sure. So I have a feeling I'm going to end up fading Brandon Woodruff. Just not sure that he's going to have the upside. Like you said, the matchup. It's kind of been in the 80s for pitch count. I don't really know that they're going to increase him all that much after his 4 month absence. I was a little shocked that he came out and threw 85 pitches the first start off the IL, but he followed it up with just 86. But yeah, Texas in Texas, I think they have a team ISO of over 220. It's just a super dangerous spot that I just don't think we need to gamble on. Pablo Lopez, I'm not seeing a line yet for this game. Hasn't been as strong at home overall. His home run rate is down quite a bit. He's thrown the ball extremely well the last what, five starts since his horrible one at Oakland. He's capable of putting up massive performances. At home against Kansas City, put up a 51 spot, showing you some serious upside. Went in and shut down the Phillies, and if I remember correctly, this was a week when the Phillies lit up like Dallas Keuchel. They had a couple strong games in a row, and then Pablo went in and just completely dominated them. Extra day of rest coming into the start. Big fan of Pablo Lopez tonight. Definitely going to be one of my main options. Alcantara hasn't been as strong on the road. coming off of a great performance. Seems to have these 8, 9 inning performances. Otherwise, he's, struggles in 5 or 6. So I'm not going to Alcantara against the Dodgers. Another team that I'm just not really picking on with pitchers at home. Burns was a little different story last night, but the Dodgers are a -145 home favorite. I'm going to probably pass on Alcantara in this game. So that takes away two high-priced guys for our pool. Lorenzen, I will be using against Washington. I will be hesitant to use him against Washington because the last time he pitched, which he's gotten a few extra days rest, was 9 days ago, a career high 124 pitches. But also the fact it was against this Washington team that he just no hit. Facing them in back-to-back starts, not sure that's ever happened or during the season. It'd be interesting to go back and see if a guy threw a no-hitter and then his very next start was against the same team. Lorenzen, great pickup by the Phillies. Looks like we're still where I'm looking. I'm still waiting on a line for this game as well. But Lorenzen certainly going to be popular. I don't love pitchers taking on the same team in back-to-back starts generally. But it'll be interesting to see the dynamic in that game. JP France pitching at home, where he hasn't been quite as strong, but a team that he did shut down earlier this year. Kind of moved to the bullpen, and piggybacked Urquidy, and then made a regular start, making another regular start on an extra day of rest. I really like JP France. I was really shocked to see that he get kind of shoved to the bullpen for just a moment, but it's good to see him back in. K upside against Seattle, very strong. They strike out plenty. The offense has woken up a little bit. So there's definitely volatility there, but I think there's a decent enough chance for him to have a strong game that I'm willing to take those chances. I obviously will have Seattle stacks in my MME, but JP France is somebody that I will be including in my pitcher pool. Brian Bello, a minus. The Yankees are -125 favorite in this game. I'm gonna end up passing on Bale. He hasn't been sharp much recently, and even in his better game from a pitching standpoint, just didn't have any strikeouts. Wasn't a very strong fantasy point performer. I am going to pass, even though the Yankees have been striking out. I'm just not gonna do it right now. I don't really like the way Bayo is throwing the ball. So I will pass and I will use some Bryce Miller maybe. He did shut down the Astros the first time he faced them. Hasn't been good on the road. Two starts ago against the Angels was absolutely dominant. His overall start against the Orioles wasn't bad, but he just didn't have any strikeouts. So I might be interested in a little Bryce Miller. I don't plan on going too heavy on him. If he does make my pool, it's kind of a borderline right now. I don't really want to pick on Houston at the moment either. Kyle Gibson on the road against Oakland. Certainly going to be interested in Kyle Gibson, a -190 favorite. Shut down Oakland earlier this year. Numbers have been slightly better on the road. Not that it's great or anything. Couple strong starts recently, but then his last start he just got lit up by the Mariners. I'm kind of expecting him to bounce back a little bit here, but he will carry some ownership because people will blindly just take any pitcher against Oakland. It's to be expected. Gonsolin against Miami, probably going to have to use some Gonsolin. I'm not excited about doing so. Two out of his last three starts have been strong. stronger. He's coming off of a really solid start against Miami, or against Colorado. And Miami's not an overly dangerous squad, so Gonsolin certainly is worthy of a spot in my pool personally. He's going to be one of the last guys in, no matter what, though. I don't really love him overall. The matchup is just there. No Cobb, Haney. As we know, I like using left-handed pitchers against Milwaukee. I was trying to read this on the trying to figure out why he only threw one and a third. I guess I missed that against the Giants, but wasn't feeling great. But prior to that, had been really strong. Had some really strong starts. And I like picking on the Brewers, so I am going to be on the Haney train. A -120 home favorite. No problem going there. Lugo has made a couple starts against the D-backs. He's been solid in those starts. Hasn't been great at home. Coming off a decent start against this Arizona squad, just didn't rack up many fantasy points. The overall Arizona lineup has been struggling enough that I think Lugo might make my pool. He's right on the borderline. It could be the seventh or eighth guy, but he also could end up nine on my list and just not make it. I try to stick to a pretty strong eight-man grouping on main slates, just the way that my numbers work out. Kopech, man, super volatile guy, but the matchup is good. Home run rate on the road definitely drops. I'm very intrigued, obviously, but his home run issues could jump up in Colorado. I'm gonna have to think about this one more as the day goes on, because I always fall in love with the Kopech upside. We saw it earlier when he went on a great run of starts. But then his walks come back and his strikeouts have been down. That's something that might keep him out of my pool, even against the Colorado team, is the strikeouts have been down. The walks have been higher than the strikeouts. I don't really like those trends from starting pitcher. Not really interested in much down here. Lucchesi is gonna be called up, but I don't really want to pick on the Cardinals, I guess, especially with a lefty. Brent Faught might get some interest from me. He's thrown the ball better this time around at the major league level. Was decent against San Diego. Struck out eight, which is a strong performance, which is his last start. Still allowed plenty of base runners, but he's throwing the ball better now. So there's upside in him at that price point. I'm just not sure if I will get to him. Zach Thompson joining the rotation has looked good in his four inning performances the last couple times out. Probably should be 80 to 85 pitches. I'm actually intrigued, and I don't know if I should be, but we know the Mets offense has underperformed and underwhelmed all season, so I don't have a problem considering him. Not really going to use Andre Jackson, I don't think, even though he does have K upside against his Twins squad. I just don't think I'm going to need to go there. So there we have it. There's the first look at the pitching on this main slate. If you enjoy what I bring to you, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn the notification bell on to get the alert anytime we drop videos here at DFS Army. And if you want to join us, get access to our coaches, tools, sheets, and Discord. Promo code RAZ, it's RAZ, will get you 10% off. And as always, best of luck, everybody.